January 1, 1927. The Will of the Soul is a Christmas gift for baby Jesus. How all of his life was a symbol and a call of the divine will. The knowledges are the means in order to hasten the coming of the kingdom of his will. I was meditating on the old year which was setting, and the new one which was rising. My state continued in the flight of the light of the divine will, and I prayed the pretty little baby that, just as the old year was dying never to be born again, he would make my will die and live no more. And as gift for the new year, he would give me his will, just as I gave him mine as gift, placing it as footstool at his tender little feet, that it might have no life but his will alone. Now, while I was saying these and other things, my sweet Jesus came out from within my interior, and told me, "Daughter of my will, how I love, want and yearn that your will may end in you. Oh, how I accept your gift. How pleasing it will be for me to keep it at my feet as a soft footstool. In fact, as long as it remains in the creature, outside of its center, which is God, the human will is hard. But when it enters once again into the center from which it came, serving as footstool at the feet of its little baby Jesus, it becomes soft, and I use it to amuse myself. Is it not fair that, being little, I have my amusement? And that in the midst of so many sorrows, privations and tears, I may hold your will to make me smile? Now, you must know that one who puts an end to his will, returns to the origin from which he came, and the new life, the life of light, the perennial life of my will, begins in him. See, when I came upon earth, I wanted to give many examples and similes about how I wanted the human will to end. I wanted to be born at midnight, so as to break the night of the human will with the refulgent day of mine. And even though at midnight the night continues and does not finish, it is yet the beginning of a new day. And my angels, to honor my birth and to point out to everyone the day of my will, from midnight on, enlivened the vault of the heavens with new stars and new suns, such as to turn the night into more than daylight. This was the homage that the angels gave to my little humanity, in which dwelled the full day of the sun of my divine will, and the call of the creature into the full day of it. Still little, I submitted myself to the cruel cut of circumcision, which made me shed bitter tears for the pain, and not only to me, but with me cried my mama and dear Saint Joseph. It was the cut of the human will that I wanted to make, so that all might let the divine will flow within that cut, and so that a broken will might have life no more, but only mine, which had flowed within that cut in order to begin its life again. Still a little, I wanted to flee to Egypt. A tyrannical and iniquitous will wanted to kill me, symbol of the human will which wants to kill mine. So I fled, in order to say to all, "Flee the human will, if you do not want mine to be killed." My whole life was nothing other than the call of the divine will unto the human. In Egypt I lived like a stranger in the midst of that people, symbol of my will, which they keep as though estranged within their midst, and symbolizing that whoever wants to live in peace and united with my will, must live as though estranged to the human will. Otherwise, there will always be war between the two of them, because they are two irreconcilable wills. After my exile, I returned to my fatherland, symbol of my will which, after its long exile of centuries upon centuries, will return to its dear fatherland, to reign in the midst of its children. And as I went through these stages in my life, I kept forming its kingdom in me, and I called it with incessant prayers, with pains and with tears, to come and reign in the midst of creatures. I returned to my fatherland and I lived hidden and unknown. Oh, how this symbolizes the sorrow of my will which, while living in the midst of the peoples, lives unknown and hidden. And with my hiddenness, I impetrated that the supreme will might be known, in order to receive the homage and the glory which are due to it. There was nothing I did which did not symbolize the sorrow of my will, the condition in which creatures put it, and the call I made in order to return its kingdom to it. And this is what I want your life to be, the continuous call of the kingdom of my will into the midst of creatures. Then, after this, I was going around throughout the whole creation in order to bring the heavens, the stars, the sun, the moon, the sea, in sum, everything, to the feet of little baby Jesus together with me, to ask him, all together, that this kingdom of his will may come soon upon earth. And in my desire, I said, "See, I am not the only one who is praying you, but the heavens are praying with the voices of all the stars, the sun, with the voice of its light and of its heat, the sea with its murmuring, they are all praying that your will may come to reign upon earth. How can you resist listening to so many voices that pray you? They are innocent voices, voices animated by your own will, that are praying you. Now, while I was saying this, my little Jesus came out from within my interior to receive the homage of all creation, and to listen to their mute language. And squeezing me to himself, he told me, 'My daughter, the easiest means in order to hasten the coming of my will upon earth are the knowledges about it. The knowledges bring light and heat and form the prime act of God within themselves, in which the creature finds the prime act on which to model her own. If she does not find the first act, the creature does not have the virtue of forming the prime act. Therefore, the acts and the things which are most necessary in order to form this kingdom would be missing. See then, what one additional knowledge about my will means. By carrying the prime act of God within itself, it brings with itself a magnetic force, a powerful magnet, in order to draw the creatures to repeating the prime act of God. With its light, it will bring the disillusionment of the human will. With its heat, it will soften the hardest hearts, moving them to bend before these divine acts. And they will feel enraptured, yearning to be modeled on this act. Therefore, the more knowledges I manifest about my will, the more the kingdom of the divine fiat will hasten its coming upon earth.